As you can probably tell, we're having a little bit of sound system problems this evening, so we apologize for any of the screeching that's going on, but we will hope that our Lord will continue to help us in our worship. Just reflecting on the sound system issue, I always found it amusing that in the gospel, Jesus is talking to 4,000 or 5,000 people at a time. He didn't have a sound system at the time. There's maybe 500 or 600 people in this church, and we rely so heavily on it. But the gospel and the readings today are not about Jesus and his mastery of a sound system. The second reading, we're told that Jesus is the high priest. Jesus is the high priest that was selected among all to be the minister. And it says that Jesus did not seek to ascend to the high priesthood. No, no. He was given that title. He was given that role and responsibility. Jesus didn't ascend and say, look, I'm going to work my way up the corporate ladder and become the most important person in the history of salvation. No. He was given that by our God. He was given that because he was chosen from among us, because he was one of us, because he was God's Son, who is the minister of salvation. At the beginning of Mass, we heard that this is Priesthood Sunday. And all across the world, we remember this reading from Hebrews. And we're reminded that we need priests. That my role as a priest is to stand in the place of Jesus and celebrate the sacred mysteries. It's not something that I ascended to on my own and said, look, I'm going to work up the corporate ladder. It's a response to a call that was deep in my heart. Of God inviting me to serve him. Of God saying, TJ, I want you. I want you to be my representative to the people of God. Now, my friends, we are all gathered in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. When we were baptized, we had the oil of the chrism placed on our forehead, and we were called to share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, the priest, prophet, and king, the threefold office of Jesus. My friends, we are all priests. We were made priests by our baptism, but I am a special kind of priest. I'm an ordained priest. I'm the priest that stands in that role of Jesus, the high priest. That when we celebrate together Eucharist, it's not me who's doing the work. It's Christ who's using me to celebrate the sacrament. It's Christ who is the one who is doing all of the work. And it is Christ who is changing the bread and wine into his body and blood. Very important in our tradition, in the tradition of Catholicism. We're getting ready to celebrate a year in the anniversary of the new Roman Missal. And as you know, we've changed that response, the Lord be with you. Now we say, and with your spirit. And with your spirit is a reference not to me, but to Jesus Christ who resides in me, in my priesthood. When I say, or when the deacon says, the Lord be with you, we're saying, may the Lord who came upon you in baptism, who made you his priest to worship and praise him, may he be with you. And then you say, and with your spirit. Meaning, may the spirit that came down upon you in ordination, may the spirit of God's love be with you to worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries. And with your spirit is a reference to ordination. To the high priesthood of Jesus Christ that is here in our midst every time we gather and worship and pray together. Our Lord Jesus is very kind. He's very merciful. He's full of love. And he invites us to come together to celebrate the sacred mysteries. When I celebrate as a priest, I am gathering all of your prayers together. I stand as the high priest of Jesus that brings all of your prayers together to our God and says, here is our prayer. All of the things that we bring before us to Mass. All of the people that we know that are sick. All of the pain and the sorrow that we've gone through in our lives. Loved ones who were sick. Illnesses that have undertaken us. Struggles at work and unemployment. We bring all that to God. And we say, Lord, here it is. And I stand as the person of Christ to bring all of your prayers together to our God. Just like Christ was lifted up on the cross for our sake and for our salvation. That's what we do when we celebrate the Eucharist. We gather our prayers together. And I stand as the representative of Jesus, as the high priest, to bring your prayers to him. So we celebrate Priesthood Sunday. I thought it was important that I would share a couple of important aspects of priesthood in our Western Church. One of them that is very important to Roman Catholicism is the idea of priestly celibacy, meaning that as a priest, I don't have a wife, meaning that for the sake of the kingdom of God's love, I choose to give all my love to the people of God. So that I say, look, I'm going to give this as a gift of myself. I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have a family so that I can devote my entire self, my entire life to serving the people of God. It's an understanding, I think, that we kind of gloss over in the Western church. And we say, well, look, if we let priests get married, we'd have a lot more of them. I have to tell you, when then I hear that, that hurts my heart a little bit. Because it's almost like people say, you know, Father, that wonderful, awesome, amazing gift you give us so that you can be present for us all the time to serve us, we're really not that grateful for it. We wish you could get married. But it's a gift that I give. It's a gift that all priests give to say, this is us. This is our entire love. It's our entire life. And so one of the things on Priesthood Sunday we are grateful for is the gift of priestly celibacy. That there are only two priests in a parish of 48,000 families that can do what Father Mike and I can do. There's only two of us that can take bread and wine and call down the Holy Spirit to change it, to give it to the people of God as the gift of the Eucharist. There's only two of us that can stand in the sacrament of reconciliation to say God's love and mercy is with you and He forgives you. And so priestly celibacy allows us the freedom to be able to serve the people of God with our whole hearts. And so as we pray in Priesthood Sunday, we pray in thanksgiving for the gift and the tradition of priestly celibacy. And it helps us to be able to draw closer to the Lord. The other thing on Priesthood Sunday that I think that we need to remember is that we need more priests. There are places in this country, there are places in the world where there's not a priest to be able to gather the people together to celebrate Eucharist. They have to come together and have a communion service and don't get to celebrate the sacred mysteries of faith. And so we pray that there may be young men that would answer the call to serve the Lord. Some people say, well, where are these guys? We need to hurry up and get them over here. You know where they are? They're in your homes. They're in these pews. The young men that are here in your families are the ones that we need to pray that they answer the call to serve the Lord. I love being a priest. I can't think of anything more worthwhile that I could spend my life doing than serving the people of God. And so I would hope and pray, families, that you encourage your sons to think about priesthood and also to encourage your daughters to think about being a nun. Because it's a wonderful call to serve the Lord and give your lives entirely in service to them. And if you say, no, I need to have my son carry on the family name, I need my son to have kids so I can have grandkids, then we're being a little selfish. God wants us to be generous with our families. He wants us to be generous with our friends. I hear it a lot when people say, look, you know, I go to Mass, but I can't understand the priest because he's got a real heavy accent. That's because we have to get priests from other countries that might not know English very well. If we want priests that speak our language, they need to come from our families and our homes. And so we pray that young men may answer the call to serve the Lord. We pray that families may encourage and foster devotion to religious life. Because if we don't have priests, we don't have the Eucharist. If we don't have priests, we don't have the sacraments. We need priests to be able to stand as the high priest of Jesus, to give life, to give love, to give service, to give ministry to the people of God. On this Priesthood Sunday, we pray. We pray for all priests that they may continue to live out their priestly lives, to live out their example. And we pray for families and young people that they may answer the call to serve the Lord. Because, my friends, we need priests. And we need good and holy priests so that our faith traditions, so that our sacraments may continue. We celebrate the wonderful gift of the Eucharist that our God, that our Lord Jesus, the High Priest, has given to us. We ask Him to fill our lives, to fill our hearts with His love, so that we may be changed, so that we may be transformed, so that we may understand the true gift that He's given us.